Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Okay, so it's primary time and Tuesday. Make sure you're getting yourself ready to go out and vote. We had Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum and Ron Paul all in town this last week quite a bit. We have the Michigan primary on Tuesday, Arizona primary also on Tuesday, and Super Tuesday a week later. So it's time for you to make a decision. Now, I thought by now, you know, if you'd asked me 6 months ago, would I have made up my mind already? 6 months ago, I'd made up my mind. At this point, I no longer can say that. We have seen an outstanding primary season. This is the way it's supposed to work. A lot of people are saying they're breaking the 11th commandment of Ronald Reagan by tearing each other apart over these last 6 months or so. But you know what? That's vetting. If they didn't do it now, Obama and his people would do it in the general election. So it's just as well to get it out of the way now and see what is actually happening with our contestants in this race, this all-important race. This 2012 election, without a doubt, is probably far more important than the 2010. And the 2010 went well, but it didn't go far enough. So I'm not going to beat up on any of these candidates today. We're going to look at the top three. I like a lot of what Ron Paul has to say, but let's face it, the man is a libertarian, and he's just out there on a number of issues. He's spot on a few issues, but he's not going to make it. So Mitt Romney was actually in town up in Milford at a Tea Party rally. And in the state of Michigan, anyways, if you don't have the Tea Party vote as a conservative, you're going to be running uphill. And you've got to get that Tea Party vote to take Michigan. There's no doubt about it. So the polls have been running that they're neck and neck, Santorum and Romney. And I'm in the same boat. I'm not sure that I can make up my mind yet. I'm going to probably make it last minute when I'm in the voting booth. So what I'd like to do today is maybe get some of your phone calls. 734-822-1600 is the call-in line. If you've got something to say about your candidate of choice, I'd like to hear it. I'm going to play some snippets, and we're going to look at their economic policies and kind of analyze them a little bit on today's show. But give me a call, or you can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. And send me your comments that way. And what we do every Sunday here on The Drift is talk about news of the week and politics and analyze it a little bit and give you my opinion. And if you've got an opinion, I'd like to hear it as well. So, again, give us a holler. A lot of conservatives are still skeptical that that Mitt Romney is not as conservative as they'd like him to be. And, you know, this is a battle. It's not a war. We need to make sure that whoever we elect or whoever we nominate for the GOP primary gets our full support. I don't think any of these candidates is exactly what we're looking for, but they're all going to be better by far than President Obama, who is running this country into the ground. And we're going to talk about gas prices later in the show, second half, but what you're paying at the pump is a direct response of what Obama has done to this country. We have Ken from Livonia. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to call and share my opinion regarding the upcoming primary. First of all, I think that we need to vote for the most conservative candidate on the ballot. And when I look at Mitt Romney, when I look at all the liberal Republicans that have come out and supported him, clearly, the Republican establishment, John McCain, Jeb Bush, even our own governor here in Michigan, that says it all to me. That tells me everything. I mean, Mitt Romney did not govern as a conservative when he was governor. I've heard the audio clip when he was running for governor, where he described himself as a moderate. I just don't buy what he's trying to tell me now. When I look at Mitt Romney, he's the grandfather of Obamacare. Even Obama has talked about taking the foundation from Romney. So he talks a good talk, but when it comes right down to it, I just do not believe that he is a conservative. So personally, I'm going for Rick Santorum, because I think that when we look at his record, I think he's the best we got going.
Right, and you're making good points there. I don't doubt anything that you said. Romney certainly is the more moderate of the candidates. And I guess my question to you would be, should Mitt get the nod over Santorum, will you support him in the general election?
Never. Because, first of all, I do not believe he will repeal Obamacare. I just have it in my gut because of his views on health care that he had as governor. I believe if it was brought to his desk, I do not believe he would sign it. And one thing that really concerns me about him as far as his character, when it comes to politics, I'm a big supporter of the idea regarding the way you campaign tells me your character. Now, all he's been doing is all this really strong negative ad campaigning, mud-slinging, slanderous commercials against his opponents. A strong candidate, when he does his ads, will point the ads to himself, trying to convince me that he, based on his record, is the better candidate. A weak candidate can't point to himself because he's got a really bad record. So instead of pointing the advertisement to himself, he's got to destroy his opponent.
Right. Yeah. And they've been exceedingly negative. And you can look at it two ways. It's number one, it's been, yes, very bad. And that's why Obama's got a little bump in the polls against any Republican. But again, it's a matter of vetting. The Democrats would have brought this dirty laundry out sooner or later anyways. So better get it out early now and let it be old news by the time the general starts. But let me pose another question, Ken, because I do respect your opinion. What if Romney wins the nomination and has Rick Santorum as his vice president? What does that do for your voting in November then?
I still wouldn't vote for him.
Seriously, you'd vote for Obama before you'd vote for Mitt Romney?
Because I do not believe Mitt Romney would be any really improvement over Obama.
Oh, come on, Ken. Seriously, you don't believe that Mitt Romney is even a step in the right direction from Barack Hussein Obama, the communist that we have sitting in the White House right now? Come on, Ken, really?
When I see how far to the left he governed as governor, I see them both being bad for different reasons, but I see both of them as no good.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So Rick Santorum gets the nod as vice president, fully endorses Mitt Romney, and you're still going to vote for Obama, even though you're a Tea Party guy, right?
I'm not going to vote for Obama. I know that it's not a popular thing, but I'm actually willing to vote third-party candidate.
Oh, Ken, come on. You're killing me here.
Well, hey, I've talked to a lot of conservatives that have told me the same thing.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? From a moral standpoint, I want to. But you know what? This is the real world is. We've got a guy who's going to, if you don't like what's happened in the last 4 years, if you allow this man another 4 years in office in this country, we won't have a country. This country will probably end up getting split into pieces.
Well,
you may see something happen here like
I'm
we saw what happened in the Soviet Union. This man is tearing the country apart. We cannot afford for, and I have enough faith in Rick Santorum that if he is in the cabinet or the vice president, he's going to have enough say. Because I firmly believe that any one of these presidential candidates, if he really wants to win, is going to have to take into consideration all of the things that Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum have said, even if it is Romney. He's not my favorite, so I'll agree with you there. He's more moderate than I'd like him to be. But I have to have some faith that the man is definitely going to be better than Barack Obama. So I hope you change your mind, Ken. As always, thank you so much for the call. You bring up some great points, but on this one, boy, I hope you change your mind, because we need your support, and we need all the support of those guys who think like you. I've got a buddy who's thinking Ron Paul third party, and I'm like, you can't do it. I hope Ron Paul is smart enough not to do that as well.
Constitution Party for me.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Ken, so much for your call.
Take care.
You too. I can't buy the third party, folks. I mean, eventually, long term, I'd love to see a third party in this country, but not now. This country is heading off of a cliff, and if we don't put the brakes on now, we're going to have a huge, huge problem. We're going to go into break. I've got a call on the line. We'll talk to him when we come back. But let's certainly think long and hard before you vote third party in November, gang. Thank you.
Them, and we've got them. Hats, t-shirts, coffee mugs, magnets, and bumper stickers with On the Edge with Theron and the Bone Conduction Music Show official logos. This is Theron letting you know that we heard your calls, we read your emails asking for show-related mugs and stuff, and there's much, much more. It's all available at Theron.com. And then hit the company store drop-down menu. You'll be the envy of all your coworkers as you sip your morning coffee out of an On the Edge with Theron mug, and you'll make a bold fashion statement with the extremely cool hats and t-shirts sporting the Bone Conduction Music Show logo. Both show logos are available on all products. Get magnets for your fridge, bumper stickers for your car. Pass them out to your friends and family. It's all available at the company store on Theron.com. And don't forget that it's Christmas all year round at Theron.com. Pick up our super fine hats, t-shirts, mugs, bumper stickers, and magnets for everyone on your gift list. It's all at the company store on Theron.com. Your advertising dollar needs to go a long way, and it does with Wham Talk 1600. You can't find a more affordable economic bang for your buck. The yellow pages? That's covered with dust lost in a closet someplace. Cable television? Nobody watches cable TV during the day. They may watch 3 hours at night at best. Music radio? Music radio is background noise. Same tired tunes over and over again. Nobody's listening. That's not the case with Wham Talk 1600. You can't turn off Wham Talk 1600 radio. It's fresh and interesting day or night. People are listening. Around the clock, people listen. You're listening right now. So are your potential customers, and we cover all of southeastern Michigan with talk radio and information people pay attention to. This is talk and information radio people are talking about. Your business needs to be heard on Michigan's most exciting talk radio station. Your business needs to be advertising on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-971-1600 today. That's 734-971-1600 for our super affordable rates and super advertising results. Start advertising today on Wham Talk 1600.
With columns by Wham Radio hosts like Theron X, Dave Janda, and Matt Clark, as well as the Capital Confidential and Herman Cain, you know that the current newspaper understands what's right. This free newspaper has been serving Livingston and Washtenaw counties since 2003 with area news, editorials, an event calendar, and more. Published monthly by Whitmore Lake Media, LLC, the current newspaper includes a variety of interesting articles from Deb's Movie Corner and Ask the Contractor to the Legal Spot, Garden Spot, and a fishing column. Whitmore Lake has some great fishing. You might even see a picture of your neighbor reading the current in an exotic faraway land. Visit www.currentonline.com. That's currentonline.com. Subscribe for home delivery, details on the website, or pick one up free today. The Current Newspaper, a community newspaper for those with common sense.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., we explore the world of art and antiques, commercially, academically, and from the perspective of the collector. Speaking of Art features renowned guests as our guides as we visit great museums, galleries, theaters, and historic sites. We'll examine paintings, prints, sculpture, and drawings. You'll hear from the artists and their patrons, and you'll gain a special insight into both contemporary and historical periods. We'll travel through monuments of world architecture and experience the evolution of design. Achievements in film, music, and stage will also grace our forum. Speaking of Art is one of the best conversations of your week. So, nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Sunday at 5 on WHAM. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
Settle in for a great conversation every Sunday at 5 p.m. Speaking of Art with Ed Hoffman, exclusively on WHAM Talk 1600.
I don't walk up to somebody and say, hey, my name's Chief, I bought help in the mental health system. Not natural to do that. But when you see somebody struggling and they give you this, well, you don't know what I'm going through, then that's when you pull out that ace and you say, yes, I do know what you're going through.
It takes courage to ask for help. An anonymous self-assessment is available online. Take the first step to healing. Visit militarymentalhealth.org or call 877-877-3647.
Ed Sayron inviting you to hang with me on the Bone Conduction Music Show. Not only do we have the wig-singing rock, hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial-strength rhythm and blues, but we have over $7 billion in cash prizes. Coming your way right here, it's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Sayron for the rockinest show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on WHAM Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on WHAM Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. I was going to say Saturday. I'm not that lucky. Sunday morning. I'm so fired up right now about this upcoming election that I forgot to do my sponsor for this half hour. Brighton Ford, 1-800-519-4155. Give Scott Spittler a call up at Brighton Ford or go to brightonford.com. Give him an email. Do that as a favor to me. Tell him that you're listening and paying attention to the show and his advertising. Brighton Ford is a great place. I bought 3 cars from Brighton Ford now. Very happy with all of them. The service is great. They've got coupons that they put in the Current newspaper and Current Online every month. Free tire rotation or a 1995 oil change or a 4-wheel alignment for only $49.95. Scott's got all the greatest and latest new Ford product on the lot. And their used car lot is spectacular, man. You want the top-of-the-line Caddies, GM product, and even some foreign models, they've got them up there. So give them a call, 1-800-519-4155. So we just got off the horn with Ken out of Livonia. I love Ken. He always calls in. He's got great comments for us to think about. But Ken is thinking about voting third party if Santorum doesn't get the nod in the GOP primary. And for me, that's one I won't go there. That we've got to support whatever Republican comes out of this because we have to put an end to Barack Obama in office by de-electing him in November. We've got a call from Brighton. Pat, how are you?
Hey, Gary. Good morning. Yeah, I always enjoy listening to Ken's comments, but I agree, you know, with you about the third party piece. That is the absolute wrong answer until we get a third party that, you know, is compelling enough to carry an election. All we'll do is divide the votes of the Republican Party and therefore make Obama stronger. So what I'm planning on doing on Tuesday is voting for Mitt Romney. And the reason I'm voting for Mitt is because I'm a little fed up with the politics as usual, and I think that's what Santorum kind of brings to the party, a 20-year guy, a lot of wishy-washy voting, you know, not across the aisle kind of thinking. I think what Mitt Romney has done in his state is at least he's balanced the budget. He's put people to work. Certainly at Bain Capital, he's done the same thing, and that's what we're looking to do now. And I think he needs to team up then, if he does carry the election, to go in to get a strong running mate, someone like, you know, Newt Gingrich, which would be, you know, a dream. Whether that could happen or not, I don't know. But that's where my head's at. You know, Santorum is a good candidate. Everybody's got the skeletons in the closet. You know, he's going to have to answer, and Romney's going to have to answer to Romney Care. He's going to have to go through that. But that's how it works these days. There's always a skeleton that you've got to deal with, and, you know, I think he can do that.
Okay, well, hang with me for a second, Pat. We're going to listen to a track. Derek, do you got track one on there?
We have a moral responsibility not to spend more than we take in. Can't keep buying and spending and passing on debts to our kids, and I'll stop it. My test for the federal government is this. Is this program so critical, so important, that it's worth borrowing money from China to pay for it? It is a moral responsibility to believe in fiscal responsibility. We do, and I do.
Okay, so for me, that's a great commercial. I mean,
yeah.
Borrowing money from China, we're spending, or we're borrowing 40 cents of every dollar we spend in this country. Can you do that at home with your home budget, Pat?
No, I can't do that. Nobody's here giving me a purse string.
Yeah, what makes the United States government so special that they can continue to spend trillions of dollars that we don't have, that we may never have? I mean, 40 cents of every dollar?
I mean, the agenda, the political agenda, is, and the re-election agenda is the only thing that's important to the career politicians. And the one is, the minute we can take one of them out and put something in that isn't, I vote for that. Certainly, you know, Romney, this is his second time around, and, you know, he's a career running mate or a career guy running for office. But I think at the end of the day, he's had some demonstrated success in the business world. He's got some very clear plans, as your clip just mentioned, as far as borrowing money. Look, you know, if you got money, spend it. If you don't, save it.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, if you look at Romney's plan and Santorum's plan, they're both very similar. They're both talking about getting rid of Obamacare. And if a presidential candidate is saying he's going to do this, I've got to give him at least some benefit of the doubt. I know Obama lied through his teeth to get into office as well, but I've got to believe that Romney has changed a little bit after seeing the sacking that McCain took in the last election. I mean, I'm sure he's come a little closer to the right than he was before over the last 4 years. You had to. You can't not see what's happening in this country and see that people are moving farther to the right, not farther to the left.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, you know, does he get all the way to the conservative, you know, ideals that we want to? I get that. I agree with that. And I think, you know, the running mate can then you know, shore up that piece of the ticket and get us there. But when you talk about can somebody deliver, that's what I see coming out of Romney as opposed to Santorum. And if Romney doesn't make it through, and, you know, people are saying, hey, this guy can't even carry his own state. Well, this isn't his state. Yeah, his dad was here, did all that. But, I mean, this is, you know, he's been here, he's lived here, all the rest of those kind of things. But, you know, I don't look at it as win Michigan or else. But I think he will pull through. And if he doesn't, and Santorum ends up being the guy, I'll support him as well.
Right. All right. Well, that's awesome. Pat, thank you so much for calling. Love your comments. And call us again next week.
Okay, Gary.
Okay, so Romney's looking at tax cuts. He wants to lower the corporate tax rate from 35% to 25%, permit businesses to write off capital investments made in 2010 and 2011, and would also eliminate the dividend and capital gains taxes for all households earning less than $250,000 a year, and, very importantly, end the estate tax or death tax, which I think is huge. I mean, if your father works a lot or you work a lot and when you die they want to tax you yet again for dying, that's outrageous. That's totally outrageous. So you can go to thecurrentonline.com, click on the Daily Drift, and I've got these stories with links to the Gingrich, Romney, and Santorum economic plans, and read through them. You've got to do your homework. I'm still doing mine. I'm not pushing my views on anybody because I haven't made up my own mind for this primary. But We have a track two, Derek, and this is in support of Rick Santorum. And I think this is from Mark Levin, and I respect him highly. He's got great thoughts. Let's hear that track.
First of all, Obama must be defeated. That's the first step. He must be defeated, whoever the Republican nominee is, because our country cannot stand too much more of this, I don't believe. And it's not just financial instability, because that's what it is. These things are unsustainable, these entitlements, his massive deficit creation and so forth. But the fact is, the disrespect and disregard of American history, the American spirit, the Constitution itself, they are laughing at us. They have no intention of complying with the words in the Constitution. As for the Republicans, my attitude is, we pick the most conservative candidate that's standing, and in my humble opinion, that's Rick Santorum.
Okay, so you see where Levin lies. He's talking just like Ken was earlier. Santorum is the most conservative candidate, and I'll agree with that 100%. Is he electable? Possibly. Is he more electable than Romney? I'm not sure, because as we've said a number of times, the electorate of this country is center-right, not far-right. And the media would like to label Rick Santorum far-right. I don't think he is. He's got good, decent Christian American values, and that's not far-right by any stretch of the imagination. Rick Santorum has probably as good a chance as any of the top three candidates when I walk into the voting booth on Tuesday. And I'm doing the best I can right now to educate myself. So again, you click on the Daily Drift at currentonline.com, and you can get to these links that will tell you more about the economic plans of the top three candidates that I consider. Rick Santorum is looking to cut the number of tax rates to just 10% and 28%, which is kind of a return to the Reagan pro-growth top tax rate. So we'll continue this discussion when we get back. Stay tuned and catch my drift on the other side.
People are always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. GOP presidential candidates making a final push ahead of Arizona and Michigan primaries Tuesday. Rick Santorum in St. Clair Shores, Michigan, saying Mitt Romney keeps shifting positions.
He repeatedly gets up and says all these things that he didn't do that he did do. Folks, this is an issue of trust.
Romney in Troy, Michigan, saying there are too many government jobs programs.
Take those dollars, send them back to Michigan and say, Michigan, you craft your own program out of one office for the people who need job training, and we'll do a better job at much less cost.
A trial that's strained relations between the U.S. and Egypt barely getting underway today, involving 16 Americans and 27 others who work for pro-democracy groups. But the judge adjourned the case till late April. A Supreme Court showdown this week involving a 200-year-old law. Supporters say it gives foreign firms the right to try to hold businesses accountable here for any role they play in war crimes or other atrocities. Fox News. We report. You decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Detroit Institute of Arts is one of the premier art museums in the United States. It's home to more than 60,000 works that comprise a multicultural survey of human creativity from ancient times to the 21st century. From the first Van Gogh painting to enter a museum to Diego Rivera's world-renowned Detroit industry murals, the DIA's collection is known for its quality, range, and depth. For more information, call 313-833-7900 or visit www.dia.org. The Washtenaw County Conservation District's Spring 2012 conservation plants and product sales are underway. Information about the sales is available on the district website at www.washtenawcd.org. After a successful premiere of Real Michigan 2011, the Northville Art House and the charity partner Northville Civic Concern are proud to present the second annual Real Michigan Film Festival, June 23rd. Real Michigan is now accepting Michigan-made or Michigan-themed short films 25 minutes or less, including credits, as part of the City of Northville's popular Arts and Acts event held June 22nd through June 24th. The entry deadline for film submission is April 23rd. Real Michigan welcomes all genres from student films to the experimental. Real Michigan 2012 is the perfect platform for Michigan filmmakers to showcase their many talents. To learn more, email Lisa at realmichigan@gmail.com.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
This is the Clark Cast with Matt Clark.
If it truly is a grassroots movement, I mean really grassroots, no, it's the people standing up, no, it's the people coming together to fight against the 1%. If it truly is that, then why are we having unions shuffle people in, paying them $60 a head, as you just heard, and then say, well, wait, we're just protesting. Oh, no, we're just part of the 99% standing up for freedom.
The Clark Cast, every Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 on Wham! You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. We're talking presidential politics, but before we get back into the discussion, let me take care of some business. Sponsor of this half hour is the Current Newspaper, COU. R-A-N-T, also at Current Online, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, online.com. The Current Newspaper is a monthly that delivers now to 27,900 homes and drops off another 5,000. You can call Sam Iaquinto, 734-323-0777. Probably the best bang for your money when it comes to print media. And you also get the online edition, and your ads go right there online as well, so people will scroll through. We get over 60,000 server requests a month at currentonline.com now, which is pretty astounding. We started the paper out about 5 years ago, took over the paper about 5 years ago, and we were at a 5,000 circulation. So if you want to grow your business as quickly and as largely as we have grown the Current, get hold of Sam Iaquinto, 734-323-0777, or go to currentonline.com, C-O-U-R-A-N-T-online.com. All the information is there as well. And you need to support the Current and support this radio station. You can support this show by emailing me, gary@thedailydrift.com. Always looking for sponsors, always looking for ads. Give me a holler. We've got some great prices at this radio station. It's just astounding how easily you can get your branding image out there by doing a little bit of advertising, and you have to when the economy is down. I also want to support myself here, the Fallen and Wounded Soldiers Fund. It's a local group that takes care of veterans. Lynn Phillips is your contact, 734-904-6645. They're putting on their 7th annual dinner in Northville, and it's to raise money to help veterans here in Michigan who have been injured in one way or another from the Iraq wars and Afghanistan wars. So a great cause, 734-904-6645. Get in on that dinner. That should be a real winner. So we're talking presidential politics, and we're looking at Rick Santorum right now. Now, Rick wants to cut the corporate income tax rate in half to make our businesses more competitive from around the world. Right now, we're at 35%, and he wants to drop it down to 17.5%. Now, that's great. That is something, you know, people say corporations don't pay. You know, some of them do, and some of them pay a lot. They're not all like GE, Obama's buddy. Jeffrey Immelt, I think, is the CEO. They pay nothing last year, I think, because they used all the loopholes. But that's something that needs to be done for all those other businesses that are moving out of the country because the corporate tax structure is too high. And Rick Santorum also wants to drop the income tax, corporate income tax for manufacturers. Now, manufacturing is what we need in this country. He's looking to drop it from 35% to zero. Now, that is a great plan because that will bring jobs back to America, without a doubt. There's another thing he's gotten here that I really like because I'm a firm believer that subsidies are not something this country should participate in. Rick Santorum wants to eliminate all agricultural and energy subsidies within 4 years of getting into office, and that would let the markets, free markets, take over what's happening here. And we should not be subsidizing oil companies or farmers or anyone else, frankly. If you can't make money doing what you do, then you're the wrong person to be doing it. Stop subsidizing people. So Rick Santorum's got a great plan, as does Mitt Romney, and you need to go to currentonline.com and go to the Daily Drift and educate yourself over the next couple days and figure it out. Some people are throwing Gingrich out the window, thinking that he's no longer really in the running. I'm not going to say that. Newt could surprise us all. He's surprised us twice now, and I think he could do it again. We have a little snippet here from Newt. I'd like to play that. Derek, can you do track three?
How would you get America to a balanced budget, and how fast do you think a Gingrich presidency could do it?
Well, I think, first of all, it can't be just a Gingrich presidency. We need 12 more Republican seats in the Senate, and we need about 40 more Republican seats in the House. But if we had a contract in the fall of 2012, and if we had an election on core principles, and we won that election, then we would have a mandate starting on the very first day with executive orders. And one of the things we're going to do is have an executive order program online during the campaign. So you'll know the first executive order, by the way, would abolish all the White House czars.
Okay. So he said something incredibly important there. And it's just as important for this primary as well. We need to not only change Obama out, we need 12 more senators to turn Republican or conservative. We need about 40 more congressmen to flip-flop as well. This election is not just about Obama. It's about taking control and putting things right. I know a lot of people want third party. It's not going to work. Not now. It's, don't be thinking short term. Think long term. Let's get as many conservatives into the White House, into the Senate, and into the House as quickly as possible and slam the brakes on this craziness that's driving us over the edge. We've got to take care of that. Now, Newt's got some good plans, and it's remarkable how similar the plans of these three candidates really are. And Ron Paul's in there as well. You know what? I love Ron Paul on his financial and domestic issues. I think he's way wrong on foreign policy, and I think he's way wrong on immigration and some of these other things. We have to have some security, and I don't think Ron Paul's got it, so I don't think he'll ever be a contender. I'd love to see him on the cabinet. I'd love to see him involved in some fashion or another. But Newt's the guy that may yet surprise us in this election. And I think he's going to end up on the cabinet of whoever is the ultimate nominee anyways. But what he wants to do is eliminate the National Labor Relations Board, replace the Environmental Protection Agency, which for me, huge. The EPA has run manufacturing right out of this country. And we can't have that anymore. He's also talking about getting rid of all those czars that we have. I'm hoping all the Republican candidates will take a good look at that come the time. But you've got to have a Republican or a conservative candidate who's going to go in and stop. We can't have somebody nimby-pambying around, listening and trying to broker deals. Whoever gets in has got to be this guy. If you've got an opinion on this, give me a holler, 734-822-1600. So there was an article that Michigan Capcom put out this week about actually the 999 plan, which was the income tax plan that Herman Cain put out. And while they did say that it was a good plan, they said it didn't hit the heart and soul of what's wrong with the system right now. And again, you can go to The Drift, currentonline.com, and see this article. And they talk about Adam Smith's four guiding principles for establishing an exemplary tax system. And Smith's template was pretty simple. He had four rules. One was equality maxim. Every citizen ought to contribute toward the support of government in proportion to the revenue which they enjoy under the state's protection. That means everybody pays their fair share. A certainty and clarity maxim, which means the timing, the manner, and amount of tax payments must be certain, not arbitrary. And that's what we've seen with our tax system over the years. It's gotten big, it's gotten crazy, and you can't have things that are changing constantly. That's no way for business to be able to, it's not an environment that business can grow under. The third one is a convenience maxim. Every tax should be levied in a time or manner most convenient to the taxpayer. Number four is an affordable efficiency maxim, which means every tax must take from the payer as little as possible over and above what it brings to the state coffers. So this is a great article. It's pretty complicated, so you really need to take a little time to look at it. It's by David Littman, who's a senior economist at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. And if you haven't been following Michigan CapCon and the Mackinac Center, you need to. These guys are, shall we say, the professionals as far as public policy, and you really need to pay attention to what they're doing. We have a phone call from Wes in Heartland. Wes, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Love to have you call. Go ahead, Wes. Tell us what you're thinking.
I just wanted to let your listeners know our Tea Party group, Retake Our Gov, we're based out of Heartland, is winding up our constitutional essay contest, if you will, for Livingston County High School seniors. And we're having our award ceremony, and which I would like to invite the public to. It's next Sunday at 3 in the afternoon in Howell at the historic old courthouse. And we're very excited about this program. As I said, it's a constitutional essay. We had contestants all across Livingston County, and the winners have been selected, and we'll announce them on Sunday.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, and I got my invitation. Thank you so much for sending that to me. I'm going to be leaving for Florida after the show next Sunday, so I won't be able to make it. But hopefully you guys will get some pictures and give us some information to put in the current in April.
Yes. Oh, thank you very much. We'd love to do that. It's really neat how, you know, the kids have gotten involved. You know, it's we feel we have a pretty prestigious panel of judges. It wasn't just lay people, you know, judging the essays. And in fact, we had a Pulitzer Prize winning author, you know, here in Livingston County that was one of the judges. And we also have Associate Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court, Brian Zara, who in fact will be in attendance on Sunday to help us with the ceremony.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys have done a great job. And you're always welcome, Wes, to give us a holler down here at the station or get involved with the current in some fashion, because I think what you do is very important. Wes, let me see if I can put you on the spot. Have you made up your mind as to the presidential election yet?
Actually, no, I haven't. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do. I haven't ruled anybody out, which is kind of interesting to me. I mean, because early on I had ruled out Ron Paul, and but now I'm thinking, you know, of everybody up there, I'm considering him again because he talks about, at least on the fiscal side, the issues that are near and dear to my heart. You know, I really have big problems with the foreign policy side, and so it. But I have problems with everybody, you know, in terms of one warped or another. There's no perfect candidate.
That's exactly right. There is no perfect candidate. I don't think you're ever going to get a perfect candidate. But I'm still making up my mind, so I'm with you on that. Well, Wes, thank you so much for your phone call. Call us anytime. Love hearing from you guys, and keep up the good work out there.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Okay, so I think we're going to be heading into a break here, and we're going to continue our discussion, but we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about the gas price. I just filled up as I came into the station. Not particularly happy, so we'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in ROR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that Enemedia are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham Talk 1600. Yeah!
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Dennis Miller here, inviting you to join me every weeknight from 9 to 11 right here on Wham! Talk 1600. I'll tell you what I think about today's events, take some phone calls, and feature some of the best guests you're ever going to hear on any radio show. We light the candle 9 p.m. every weeknight following Michael Savage on Wham! Talk 1600.
The Dennis Miller Show.
Heard right here in Southeast Michigan on Wham! Talk 1600.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like fish sticks. Filets, I get, but sticks? Maybe we can just compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with Brie?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Obama decides to undermine and undercut the American economy. He makes a decision that will ensure that fewer Americans are able to become wealthier. And it just so happens on that day that word leaks that there's an interview with Newt's ex-wife and that Romney has funds in offshore accounts.
Laura Ingram, weekdays, noon to 3 on Wham!
Army Specialist Lance Gieselman was paralyzed when his tank was blown up in Iraq.
I was the only survivor.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is an independent organization dedicated to ensuring our injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned and need. Paralyzed Veterans Senior National Service Officer Anthony Steele.
I'm willing to do whatever it takes to serve our veterans.
If you would like to help our veterans, visit PVA.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
Okay, welcome back, and thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. Let's shift gears here to, pardon the pun, gasoline prices. Now, we all knew this was coming. We've all heard the snippets of Obama saying fuel prices must necessarily skyrocket. Well, that's one promise he is delivering on. And I've got a few clips here that I think everyone should be listening to because it's really, really important. Right now, he's trying to shift the blame for gas, saying it's really not his fault. It's the problems in the Middle East. Well, this happens all the time, and this is the reason we need to have more domestic production. But Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson from Texas, I think, put it quite clearly. Now, let's listen to this clip. Derek, number 4 there.
Gasoline prices have almost doubled in just 3 years, and it's getting worse. Last February, the average cost of a gallon of unleaded was $3.17 per gallon, the highest February price ever. But this February's average is $3.57 per gallon, and all forecasts are for prices to rocket above $4 per gallon during the summer driving season. Families and businesses will be devastated. President Obama's own energy secretary, Stephen Chu, has said, and I quote, "Somehow, we have to figure out how to boost the price of gasoline to the levels in Europe." Well, this administration is certainly trying their best to do just that.
Okay. Now, I looked high and low through the internet to try and find that, and maybe it's just me, but I couldn't find Stephen Chu. I think it was actually Chris Wallace, so maybe it's on the Fox archives somewhere. But Stephen Chu is the Secretary of Energy for Obama, and I think one of the reasons they brought this man in to the cabinet was because he believes in green energy, and he did make that statement. Now, we have a track from this year, just shortly ago, a couple of days or last week, I think, and it's Representative Congressman Stearns talking to Secretary Stephen Chu and grilling him about that particular question, which happened almost 1 year ago. And that's track five. Derek, do we have that one?
Last September, you made the statement that somehow we have to figure out how to boost the price of gasoline to the levels in Europe, which at the time exceeded $8 a gallon. As Secretary of Energy, will you speak for or against any measures that would raise the price of gasoline?
As Secretary of Energy, I think especially now in today's economic climate, it would be completely unwise to want to increase the price of gasoline. And so we're looking forward to reducing the price of transportation in the American family. And this is done by encouraging fuel-efficient cars. This is done by developing alternative forms of fuel like biofuels that can lead to a separate source, an independent source of transportation fuel.
But you can't honestly believe that you want the American people to pay for gasoline at the prices, the level in Europe.
No, we don't.
No, but somehow we have, your statement, somehow we have to figure out how to boost the price of gasoline to the levels in Europe. Doesn't that sound a little bit silly in retrospect for you to say that?
Yeah. He said yes. I think we missed the last second of that, but that's exactly right. Now, I think I was off. That was last September, I think he said, which makes it even worse. If last September Stephen Chu was saying this, that he needed to have gasoline rates as high as Europe, that makes it all the much worse. This country will not support $8 a gallon gasoline. This economy will fold under those kind of prices. And there's no reason for it. We have more oil than anyone in the world, and yet because of our green tree huggers, we won't go into some of the most desolate places on our own continent to get oil. The Anwar Preserve. If you haven't been to the frozen tundra that is Anwar up north, you're really missing out on something. And I'm being facetious when I say that. It's frozen tundra. Very little vegetation, very few animals, and yet people want to keep it pristine and not do any drilling there. Now, Anwar has come and go a lot over the years, and there's another clip here that I want to get in before we lose our time. And this is Congressman John Duncan, who's from Tennessee, and he kind of puts it in perspective. Now, I've got a great email that I got a couple years ago. I'm going to dig that up and put it online for you probably later today if I can find it at the Daily Drift. And it really tells you exactly what's going on. And again, email me, Gary, at the Daily Drift, and I can get a lot of this information to you. But, Derek, can we get track six in?
And this administration, Mr. Chairman, has a Secretary of Energy who told the Wall Street Journal that we should be paying the same price for gasoline as they're paying over in Europe. And at the time he said that, they were paying $8 to $9 a gallon. Well, I know that most environmental radicals come from very wealthy or very upper-income families, and perhaps they can afford gasoline at $8 or $9 a gallon, but most people can't. In fact, Mr. Chairman, many experts are predicting we're going to be at $5 a gallon by as soon as this summer. And I can tell you that's going to hurt a lot of poor and lower income and working people if we go to even $5 a gallon. And it's going to hurt a lot of small towns and rural areas because people in those places generally have to drive longer distances to go to work. I represent, Mr. Chairman, a large part of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. That national park is slightly under 600,000 acres. We get between 9 and 10 million visitors a year. Anwar, and I happen to be one of the very few members who has been to Anwar twice, It is the most barren place I've ever been to. Chairman Young estimated that there's 100 miles without a tree or bush on it. Anwar is 19.8 million acres, 35 times the size of the Great Smoky Mountains. Time magazine said they get about 200 to 300 visitors a year. You have to be a survivalist to go in there. And now we want to expand our energy production there with just a few thousand acres, a minuscule portion of Anwar, to help our own people. If we don't do that, who we're helping is foreign energy producers, but we're hurting a lot of poor and lower income and working people in this country. Some have said before, when we passed Anwar in the mid-90s, and it was vetoed by President Clinton, it was said at that time that would produce 1 million barrels a day coming down into this country, but President Clinton vetoed it. And they said at that time that it wouldn't help right away. Well, it would sure be helping now if it hadn't been vetoed.
Okay, so we're running out of time again, but that tells you what's going on. It's minuscule. We need to be drilling in this country. So don't forget to vote on Tuesday. And don't forget to support this radio station. And if you want to advertise on this show, give me a holler. 734-679-1512. See you next week.